This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha will be chosen tomorrow. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. On the other hand, the opposition India bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Despite hectic parley, the government and the opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha speakers should be elected unanimously and unopposed. He appealed to the opposition bloc to reconsider their decision. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha. Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal informed this to media in New Delhi this evening. He said, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi has written to Pro Tem Speaker Bharatruhari Mehtab informing that Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition in the House. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Flow Leaders of India Alliance was also held in the residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today. The oath-taking process by the newly elected MPs in the 18th Lok Sabha was completed today. Barring five MPs, all MPs took oath in the last 2 days of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha. The oath-taking ceremony started yesterday with the oath-taking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the House in the Lok Sabha. Today, on the second day, prominent MPs including Om Birla, Rahul Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav, Abhishek Banerjee, Supriya Sule, Hema Malini, Yusuf Pathan, among others, took oath. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order granting him bail in an alleged money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry is rolling out Safai Apnao Bimari Bhagao initiative under Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0 from 1st July to 31st of August. This initiative seeks to enhance the preparedness of urban local bodies to handle the challenges posed by heavy rainfall and heightened health risks during the months of June to August. It aligns with the Health Ministry's Stop Diarrhea campaign. The Safai Apnao Bimari Bhagao initiative calls for comprehensive interventions focusing on cleanliness, advocacy and interdepartmental convergence to be implemented by all urban local bodies. The Equestrian Federation of India, EFI, has selected Anush Agarwala to represent the country in the dressage event at the upcoming Paris Olympics. EFI selected him over Shruti Vora based on a thorough assessment of their recent performances where Anush demonstrated a superior average. It will be India's first ever entry at the dressage event at the Olympics as largely riders in past editions competed in eventing categories only. Agarwala has been consistent since the qualification period began last year and achieved minimum eligibility requirement 4 times while veteran Shruti Vora earned the required 2 MERs this month. Anush emerged winner with an average score of 67.695% against Shruti's 67.163%. Extremely heavy rainfall is likely over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall along with the west coast and over northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further added, conditions are favorable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of northwest, central, east and some parts of northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the national capital is likely to witness light rain and thunderstorm for the next 5 to 6 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.